are you doing, man? How you feeling?
Feeling like a win.
That's what I like to
win.
That's what I like to hear. Now, you mentioned earlier, Lou, you're a bit angry. Why are you angry?
Oh, my gosh. Everything fell through on New Year's Day. My pork chop guy canceled on me.
Oh.
My charcoal guy canceled on me.
Oh.
Buffy didn't show up.
Oh.
Oh, it's time to sound like Ed.
Yeah.
Because of Indiana. Yeah, if you could smoke in bars, everybody would have showed up today. They would have been early.
What can I do to help, Lou?
Oh, just be you, Commish.
Can I bring something to the non-existent table of meat?
Oh, no, I always have backup. I got 10 pounds of chili.
Oh, you're the man, Lou.
There's always backup.
You are the man.
Be prepared.
Now, Lou, what did you do for New Year's Eve?
I was a cab driver.
Oh, very good. What do you mean?
Yes, and my life has come full circle.
Yes?
Yes. When I was 14, I was going out and going to neighbors' houses for New Year's Eve, and my parents were patiently waiting to pick me up.
Okay.
And guess what I found myself doing last today? Patiently waiting to pick up my daughter, doing absolutely nothing.
So Doodle Dickman went to her first New Year's Eve party?
Yes. Doodle was running the streets.
Awesome. Way to go, Lou.
Yes.
Now,
it was actually quite amusing. I pulled up in front of the house around 5 after 12.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find a parking spot, so I'm driving up the street, and I see all these girls running down the street.
Uh-huh.
And who's in the middle of the pack but Doodle Dickman. He saw the car, and I just kept going straight. Not wanting to embarrass Doodle. So I went around the block, I parked in front, I waited till 20 after 12, and I said, I'm here. I texted, she came out, got in the car and said, thanks, Dad. I go, for what? She goes, for not stopping.
Lou, you're the father of the year.
Well, father of the night anyway. We'll find out what happens when I get home.
That's why I said, the year's only 12 hours old.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, Lou, 2012, of course, the year that we, according to the Mayan calendar, that we will all absorb a ball flame and go into the atmosphere. What do you think of that, Lou?
Oh, what a way to go. You know, it just our luck, it'll be right after the Bears quench your playoff.
No, I think it's when the Cubs win the World Series.
Oh, no, it'll be the going on the third out of the seventh game with them winning 9-0.
And then the flame ball comes, right? Lou,
vanish except for Florida and Ozzy.
Lou, let's talk about your season record predictions. Lou, last time you predicted the Cleveland Browns over St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals, and the Cardinals took that game. So right now you're at 5-9. We're going to give you 2 today to round out the season. Lou, your favorite team, the Washington Redskins versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Lou?
Save the Skins!
And finally, Lou, the Seattle Seahawks versus the Chicago, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals.
Well, in honor of that lime green cheering machine that was here a few weeks ago.
All right.
I will have to hop on the Arizona, St. Louis, Binghamton Cardinals bandwagon.
Lou, as usual, your predictions are unpredictable.
Yes, they are.
Well, let's hope you can do well today, Lou. And you already mentioned the table of meat, so let's get some people out there for the Last Bears. Lou Dickman Weekly, and of course, we got the playoffs coming up.
Yes, we do.
And so, here's your question of the week. Lou, after you get everything in order, what would be your last thought when the end of the world comes?
When the end of the world comes, what would be my last thought would be, why do they dip the bread in the juice for an Italian beef sandwich?
Lou, you can't do any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding New Year. Come on by for a cold one, as long as it's not Labatt Blue, because we're all out.
Go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's New Year's Resolution Breaking Service. When you need to break a resolution, see Lou at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell Lou Resolves to see you.